For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Two people were killed in a deadly wildfire roaring in Redding, California, and thousands of people were forced to evacuate. The car fire jumped the Sacramento River and into the city. KRCR-TV's Julia Avery reports from the scene.
I'm getting my first look at this scene, which is just shocking. This is Redding right now, just glowing from all directions. I mean, everything I can see is orange right now.
Back at the TV studio, KRCR-TV anchor Allison Woods reports they are also in danger.
Right now, we are being evacuated. That's why we are kind of closing out right now. Yes. We are going to leave the station because it is now unsafe to be here.
A bulldozer operator was killed, as well as a firefighter, and many are being treated for burns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
CBS Chairman Les Moonves is facing sex-related allegations. An article in The New Yorker alleges that six women said he sexually harassed them. Moonves acknowledged to the magazine there were times decades ago when he may have made some women uncomfortable. The man behind the InfoWars website, Alex Jones, has been suspended from Facebook for alleged bullying and hate speech. The conspiracy theorist's personal profile was banned for 30 days after it was found to have uploaded four videos published on pages that went against community standards. Those videos have been removed, and InfoWars and Jones's pages are close to being unpublished due to community standards violations, according to a Facebook statement. YouTube also removed Alex Jones' videos earlier this week and said his InfoWars website faced permanent removal. InfoWars has not commented. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
North Korea has transferred the remains of dozens of missing American soldiers to the United States, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The president confirms it while speaking outside the White House on Friday morning at an event that was primarily designed to announce some good economic numbers.
They're coming back to the United States.
The remains of 55 American soldiers lost in the Korean War six decades ago.
We have many others coming, but I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
An official repatriation ceremony is set for August 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After the success of the Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom, which has just completed, plans are now underway to hold a second event in a year from now. With more, here's John Clements.
Sam Brownback, the Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, concluded the ministerial declaring, "This is the moment in time."
I really think we're at a moment where the Iron Curtain prohibiting religious freedom is coming down, and that you're going to see a burst of freedom, of religious freedom around the world taking place. I really believe we're at that moment.
He concluded by saying, 3/4 the world's population live in countries where they have some or substantial religious persecution taking place. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.